quickly the days that are numbered pass by. So quickly the days of judgment draw nigh. So healers of danger we're living today. God's love and mercy we're throwing away. Men are so busy with worldly achievements. The mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in his heaven must look down on pity for those who so carelessly forgotten their God. While he warned of the danger that lie in their path, but they heed not the mercy they kindle God's wrath. Pleasures of this world is their only care, for where you have pleasure, their hearts will be there. Men are so busy with worldly achievements. Mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in his heaven must look down in pity for those who so carelessly forgotten their God. He said that his kingdom was not of this world. So what is the profit of silver and gold? So cheap it will seem on the great judgment day, where fire and great heat will melt it away. Men are so busy with worldly achievements. The mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in his heaven must look down in pity for those who so mercilessly forgotten their God. He said that this kingdom was not of this world. So what is the profit of silver and gold? So cheap it will seem on the great judgment day, when fire and great heat will melt it away. Men are so busy with worldly achievements. The mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in his heaven must look down in pity for those who so carelessly forgotten their God. Men are so busy with worldly achievements, the mercy of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in his heaven must look down in pity for those who so carelessly forgotten their God. I like that first row, quickly. The days that are numbered pass by. That's something a lot of people don't know, that the days are numbered. Quickly the days that are numbered pass by. Mm-hmm. They're numbered.
Yeah.
The midnight cry. Then there's 2021. Then there's 1,260 days. Then there's 42 months. Then there's 30 days, or the day of the Lord. Then there's 45 days. See, they're numbered. You just can't change that. Back before the foundation of the world, God blueprinted everything. And now we're running down to the last 3 years of it. They're numbered. You're just going to bump right into them. That's why the Lord gave us that song. I don't know where he got it from, but it's really an eye-opener when you see it quickly. The days that are numbered, eh?
Mm-hmm.
They're just numbered. Nothing you can do to prolong it. There's nothing you can do to shorten it up. There's nothing you can do to hurry it up. They're numbered, and then when the number runs out, you get to zero, then it's liftoff, you know? And that's it, then. Everything is numbered. Everything is in the mind of God. Everything is a... It's a done deal. It's numbered. The days are numbered. A lot of people don't realize that. Mm-hmm. It just exists. There's a light guiding me. I can see heaven's glory. And he holds me steadfast. And his wind is love. He's guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. I talk with the Lord many nights by my bedside. I ask his forgiveness as I knelt to pray. And if I could repay, I'd only do willing. For he died on the cross just to save me from sin. There's a light guiding me. I can see heaven's glory. And he holds me steadfast. And his way and his love. He's guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. And the far distant shore, many friends have gone from me. They're singing the victory of God's love I know. Through the valley of death, I'll be led by Jesus. He will carry me through, though I'm weak and low. There's a light guiding me. I can see heaven's glory. And he holds me steadfast in his way and his love. He's guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. When that great day comes and I see heaven's glory, I know that my soul will be free from all care. They'll open the gates and bid me to enter. When the rolls call up yonder, I know I'll be there. There's a light guiding me. I can see heaven's glory. And he holds me steadfast in his way and his love. He's guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. When that great day comes and I see heaven's glory, I know that my soul will be free from all care. They'll open the gates and bid me to enter. When the rolls call up yonder, I know I'll be there. There's a light guiding me. I can see heaven's glory. And he bids me steadfast in his way and his love. He's guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me in that heaven above. The light is the word of God. The light, the word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my pathway. That's that's what controls us, not the circumstances that we see around us. That's just fear-mongering. That's Satan's trying to intimidate us, you know. Mm-hmm. But the word of God is what's guiding us, is that light. That's, we've just been led by the word of God. We mm-hmm. That's why we put on our efforts in. Back in the day, growing up, know it is God, know his word, know the precepts and his principles, and here we are, and nothing shakes us, nothing rattles us, because everything is blueprinted, everything is figured out before the foundation of the world, and we're just allowing that word to guide us. That's things that are happening all around the world, that's just a battle between good and evil. Mm-hmm. That's what you see out there. All of a sudden, God raises up Trump, and he's getting rid of all the corruption, all the evil, all that stuff that you see in the state. And it'll end up with a civil war, and eventually there'll be a lot of bloodshed. Just like, see, you and I, we go by the Word of God. We go by facts. We don't go by what the devil does.
That's right. Because when you will look at, up until, since the 60s, evil has waxed worse and worse. And now with Trump coming in and getting rid of all this evil and these evil policies, these woke policies, there's going to be resistance. It's not going to go smooth sailing.
Yeah.
You have to realize, because they have been getting away with their corruption for so long, and now all of a sudden they have to stop dead in their tracks, and it's not going to go over.
There's going to be a confrontation.
That's right. It's not going to go over without a conflict. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what you see. Don't get worried about it. That's what you see in Israel. The Muslims would fight between God, good and evil, mm-hmm. between God and Jesus, between the devil and Jesus. And the devil never wins. He was defeated at Calvary. Mm-hmm. 2,000 years ago, he signed his doom, and Jesus overcame him when he went to Calvary. And then he took everything away that the devil had, and from then on it's just a bluff. That's all you see. Evil will never triumph. That's what the Bible says. And you don't have to worry about what's going on around it. Especially for you and I, we've allowed the Word of God to be our guide. It's there's a light guiding us. And we don't care what people say do or think. Of course you'd be outcast, because you're kind of outnumbered, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because the devil has the multitudes on his side, but he's a defeated foe.
Oh, Herr Jesus, du bist wert, das man dich mit Staben nahm, das man dich bei ständig loben nahm. Niemand ist so gut wie du, meine Seele lacht mir zu, meine Seele jauchzt dir freilich zu. Von der Erde reißt mich los, meine Handen groß, gib mir einen treuen Sinn, nimm mich ganz mein Jesus hin. Deine Hand hat mich gemacht, wunderbar und lieb gebracht, wunderbar und alle lieb gebracht. Und dein Blut hat mich erlebt, dass ich ewig sei getrennt, dass ich nun ewig sei getrennt. Von der Erde reißt mich los, meinen Glauben groß, wie mir den treuen Sinn, nehm ich ganz mein Jesus hin. Und drei Blicke, du mich hat, dass ich für dich kommen kann, sag mir, dass ich zu dir kommen kann. Und dein Blut hat mich nicht gedacht an meiner Huld, nicht gedacht an meine Gnade du. Von der Erde reiß mich los, meinen Glauben groß, gib mir einen treuen Sinn, nimm mich ganz mein Jesus hin. Speak to the mountain, you'll not triumph over me. Be thou removed from here to yonder, be near to the sea. Speak to the mountain, speak with authority, and the mountain must move, and you shall claim victory. Speak to the
the mountain, you'll not triumph over me. But I'll remove from here to yonder, disappear to the sea. Speak to the mountain, speak with authority, and the mountain must move, and you will claim victory. Speak to the mountain, you will not triumph over me. Then we'll move from here to yonder, disappear into the sea. Speak to the mountain, speak with authority, and the mountain must move. You will claim victory. There's a brighter day coming. Soon our heartaches will be gone. Sorrow won't be a memory, and the light of heaven's dawn. There's a brighter day coming. Soon our heartaches will be gone. Sorrow won't be a memory, and the light of heaven's dawn. There's a brighter day coming. Soon our heartaches will be gone. Sorrow won't be a memory, and the light of heaven's dawn. There's a brighter day coming. Soon our heartaches will be gone. Sorrow won't be a memory, and the light of heaven's dawn. Heavenly Father, we just want to stop for a moment in time, Lord, just to give you thanks for another day of protection, for everything you do for us, for another day of life, for all you've been taking, protecting us, Lord, and taking care of us, Lord, meeting all our needs according to your riches and glory, simply because we've decided one day we want to see what you have for us, Lord, and we just pray you'll just continue to do with us as you fit, lead and guide us with that of your right, Lord. Allow us to be obedient and not be preconceived, bring in our own ideas and our own opinion, but to allow ourselves to be led by that of your word, Lord. I just pray you'll give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Mm-hmm. It's pretty hard to fathom that this here is it, you know. Not that we're it or anything like that. We've just been given a mandate to hold on to the truth that has been established. That's why we keep going back to that late church age of Laodicea. And that's why we say, this is that, this is it, because we have been given an assignment, we have been given a mandate to hold on to the truth that's been given in these closing days of time. And it looks pretty impossible, you know, but it looks like Satan has taken over the whole world with his intimidation and his fear-mongering. And when you look around, it's hard to believe, like it's hard to fathom that this is that. That this is the only thing that's left in this world, is what you and I are trying to hold on to. You're trying to promote, because we go right back when Jesus said, this is going to be eternal life, that they believe on them whom I will send. And then you go to Revelation chapter 1, where John turned around, there he saw Jesus with seven stars in his hand, mm-hmm. and his right hand even, and then he went to explain, these are the seven angels that he's going to send throughout the grace age to maintain, to keep, so people can have a guiding light, that people can make it through the grace age without being attacked by Satan. And if you go outside of those seven angels and you listen to stuff that's not promoted by these seven stars, then you're going to be deceived. You're going to be taken out to hell and death. And throughout history, there has been many deceivers. You've got that that gray horse rider, that red horse rider, that pale horse rider, and all these were forces of Satan to try to divert the church, try to graze it.
But see,
we're still just contending on from these seven stars, and we just now happen to be in the seventh one in the church age of Laodicea, where that angel took the vocal cord of William Branham to establish an end time message. Behold, I'll send you Elijah the prophet. Just that simple. And then when we're the only two people on planet Earth that see and never talk about that word begin. He's going to begin with Brother Branham, and then when he goes off the scene and his vocal cords are no more and he's in the ground, that angel took the vocal cords of Raymond M. Jackson. Just that simple. And you and I, we're the only two people that'll talk about that word begin. Because when that word begin is there, there's got to be somebody that continues with that word begin. Otherwise, that word begin wouldn't be there. Mm-hmm. So that word begin, then, like I say, continuing with the vocal cords of Brother Raymond M. Jackson drew down from My Faith Assembly. He was the instrument that that angel used. And then when he went off the scene, guess what? Here he tests. Each one of us were tested. Everybody had the qualification, the capability, and the potential to be faithful and true, because before Brother Jackson left, he said over and over again, remember what you heard. Remember how you heard it. Remember what you've been taught. And then as soon as they go off the scene, everybody comes on with their own idea, with their own opinion. All of a sudden, we're in the third day. All of a sudden, we're after 2 days. But see, you and I, we've been honed out to keep a line on this word. That's all we're doing. That's why we keep saying over and over, this is it. This is the only thing that's left before that day will come when that scripture will be activated. Blessed is he that dies at the Lord from henceforth. Mm-hmm. And then they'll have to gift their life. To you and I, everything is so simple because we have allowed the Word of God throughout our life to lead and guide us. Sure, we haven't been this perfect person. There's a lot of people that can put up a better front than I can because I'm just trying to be myself. I'm just trying to do what the Word requires of me. And many times I failed. I keep saying I feel them rough. There's times I go faint in my heart. But you got to dust yourself off and keep on going and allow that light to guide you. Allow the Word of God to lead and guide you. Because that's all we have. We're not being intimidated by what the devil does.
That's right. It says in Jude 3, Beloved, when I give all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. And that's what we're doing. God has given us this job to earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Those saints down through the early church had a truth.
Mm-hmm.
And that truth was lost through the dark ages, through that false baptism. And then God was reforming, restoring everything back to that faith of the early church. And that's what God wants us to do, to earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. And when you will listen to all these perverters out there, they're just perverting, deceiving, just like the devil set out to deceive. Just as soon as Peter, on the day of Pentecost, the devil was already hatching up a plan how he can distort and deceive people. And that's what happened. And that's actually right after Brother Jackson passed away, that's what started to happen. Even before he passed away, there were already the dark forces of evil pressing in and distorting the picture. But he dealt with them as soon as they came up with their false ideas, and then he had to deal with them. But when he left the scene, that Antichrist spirit just took over.
And they invaded. They couldn't wait to bury him, so they couldn't invade his truth. And here, the Lord is sitting in the background, and he's got two people that's going to hold on to this truth that he found you and I faithful and true, and I don't like to be the one saying that because, but that's the truth, you know. Mm-hmm. If it's true, I don't mind saying things that are right. true. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't true, I sure wouldn't be. I'd be the last one to say that, but that just happened to be it. Like you were saying, earned the content for the faith that was once delivered to the saints through the seven church age messages mm-hmm. throughout the grace age. Everything was delivered and everything was a done deal. Gone through Paul and then through Irenaeus and then through Columba, then through Martin and then through Martin Luther. And all these things were established and we're just earnestly contending mm-hmm. for the faith that was once delivered to these men, through these seven stars, and then through the book of course, these men that spoke down for 2,000 years. And we're just contending on with the program. We're not coming up with something new. That's why we can truly say, this is that. This is it. Because go out there and try to find anybody mm-hmm. that'll even tell you at the hour and time we're living in about what we're trying to say here, Brother Brenham and then Brother Jackson. The Brenhamite, they will not even go near the things that Brother Jackson taught. And now the Jacksonites, I don't know what to even call them. The Bible calls them trash. That thing that's around that kernel, at the end, when it comes to trashing, there's a little bit of a thing around that kernel.
Chaff.
It's chaff. That's all they'll all, that's all they're going to become. It's sad to say that's the way it is, but you can't fool nature. When it comes to harvest time, I drove a combine forever and a day, and the end of the thing, there's a chaffer. They call it a chaffer, where the wind blows all the chaff out, and the grain stays, and it's too heavy to fall out, to be blown out by that fan. And I always wondered, where's that chaff? Because it has to be at the end of the process, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's all they are, these Jacksonites that come out from under the ministry of Brother Jackson. I hate to say that, but it's the truth. What else would they be if they're out there? Everybody's trying to do their own thing. Everybody's got their opinion. All of a sudden, they try to destroy everything that Brother Jackson ever taught. And because that's what I had to dream. I saw this guy working on this field, and I knew that field was the ministry of Brother Jackson. And here they come out. We're the third day. Here they come out. After 2 days. Here they come out. The midnight cry hasn't happened yet. Here they come out to come out for the truth. All just chaff. Just tables of bummer. Not fit for a dog to eat. And I don't like to keep saying that because it's the truth. And here we are, just 2-1 people, just trying to hold on to the things that have been established, earnestly contending for the faith, like you were saying, that has once been delivered to the saints. And that's our job. That's our mandate. That's the only mandate we have. And it's hard to fathom for people out there that never even heard about the prophet, that never even heard about Brother Brenham or Brother Jackson, or even what we're saying here about these seven stars that Jesus held in his right hand. See, we're putting it out there by the scriptures. And like I say, at the end time, evil or truth will be evil spoken of. Evil will take over with that powerful intimidation, kräftige Irrtum, powerful, seducing spirit. That's what Paul said. Mm-hmm. What's going to transpire at the end time. Demonic forces, powerful delusions. Over in you can see it over and as the chapter comes down to the end of the day, Paul talks about what's going to be in the end time. It says powerful, delusional spirits will be in the end time. And that's what you see around you. That's why we can't penetrate these people anymore. That's why we got very few people listening to us. Very few people that are firm and steadfast and continue to listen. They fall by the wayside. They're seduced by these powerful, kräftige Irrtum. Mm-hmm. It brings it out in German. Very good, because kräftige Irrtum. Powerful, tremendous, powerful delusion. And that's what we're combating here.
That's exactly right. And Paul says, but you, brother and sisters, are not in the darkness for the day to overtake you like a thief. For you all are sons of the light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of the darkness. And we are children of light because we have heard the message, mm-hmm. the truth for our day. And that's why we can be children of light. We mm-hmm. know what is out there with these deceiving spirits, with these denominational religious organizations. There are deceiving spirits set out to deceive. But we are children of light. We don't need to walk in darkness and not know what is out there.
Mm-hmm.
We have been given light in mm-hmm. this Laodicea hour through that ministry of the prophet. And Brother Jackson, those shed light of the reality of the situation in this age that we're living in. And that's the truth for our day. And then it can prepare you. You can then walk in the light, not in darkness. You can only walk in darkness if you're not aware what mm-hmm. the devil is doing. But if you're on to the devil and the deceiving spirits that are out there, you're children of light and you know what's out there.
That's exactly right. We're just doing our job, and throughout history, throughout our life, we've been good at our job, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You were good at your job, and I was good at my job. And the Lord just takes our natural abilities, and then He uses us to continue with this program here, because He knows we're going to do a good job at it. And mm-hmm. we love nothing better than to one day be found faithful and true, because He's given us this mandate. He knows exactly that we're not going to buckle.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to compromise. They tried a little bit. Back in that call, they tried to throw everything they could on me, because God had given me a mandate to go up and expose that Hutterite spirit for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then to reveal to the people what's behind it, the spirit that's driving that Hutterite nation, all these religious systems out there. And that's our job. And we gone through their torture chambers. We know what we're talking about, because once you've come through their torture chambers, you know exactly what they're capable of doing. There's no bottom what these preachers will not sink down to, what they will not do. Go into a man's house, take his family away, just like in broad daylight, and think nothing of it, and then think they're doing God a service simply because they're trying to uphold their tradition and their religious values. But the Lord let me know that's what they'll do to you. They'll take everything from you. See, but He's on us out to do this very thing. And we're not going to miss a beat. We're not going to be intimidated, because we've gone into our training. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying?
That's
so
right.
We were trained and we were mm-hmm. stood steadfast. But all I had back then stood alone, and all I had was the Word of God. That's
mm-hmm.
what the Word of God. They try to get me intimidated to forgive this guy for doing a certain thing, and I just kept telling them they wanted me to gloss it over, you know. Then I told them, if your brother repents, then you forgive him. You don't forgive a person if he's not even willing to repent, if he doesn't even own up, like these people that did a number on me, you know. They mm-hmm. they like to just kind of get me to sweep it under the rug and to forgive him. Well, have you repented? The Bible says, if your brother repents, then forgive him. The people that did a number on me, you know, they came into my house. Well, of course, I'd be ready to forgive if they repent. But not one of them has ever come and asked for forgiveness or even acknowledged that they did anything wrong, like that mm-hmm. guy came in here one day, and I tell you what, I tell you something, I didn't chase you away. Well, he chased me at least 10 times, you know. And now he wants me to sweep it under the rug. They want me to forgive. But see, I stuck with that word. If your brother repents, then you forgive him. Just that simple. And we have stood with that word. That's why we still have our spiritual sanity. That's why the Lord has honed us out and given us this here mandate, because He couldn't find nobody else that'll stick to the guns, that'll stick to the ground, that will not compromise, that will not cave under pressure. Like talking about that Benjamin Boyd, he couldn't even stand up to the plate to stand against these 2-day people that,
mm-hmm.
that came out with the teaching were after 2 days. He couldn't even take a stand against them. He had to go in and fellowship with them. But see, you and I, we never fellowship with that junk. We separated ourselves, and then that's why the Lord tested us and tried us and found us true and faithful. Who is then that wise and faithful servant who has been faithful to the Word of God, not faithful to profit and anything like that, faithful to the Word of God at the end of the day. That's what you and I have been doing. We've been faithful to the Word of God, and like it says, contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. That's all we're doing.
That's right. And like Enoch, he walked with God and he was not. He just walked with God, and then one day God just took him. And that's the same way. Walk in the light, because we're not children of darkness, and one day when that rapture comes, we'll just be like Enoch. He walked with God and he was not. If you walk with God, one day we'll not be here anymore. And it's just scriptural in Thessalonians. Paul writes about it in a twinkling of an eye. And these things are all in the Bible for us to know that these things will happen. But they have to have a preparation. Mm-hmm. It's not just that anybody was going to go in the rapture. There is a preparation for that rapture. If God's going to take a person in the rapture. Like there's the church world out there, they're all talking about a rapture, the catching away, and but you know, it's only for certain people, just like it was for Enoch, because he walked with God. It's only for those that walk with God.
And not only that back in Revelation, it says they're blind, they're naked. They don't even know, like you're talking about a church world out there. Mm-hmm. They talk about the rapture. Everybody wants to be in the rapture, but they can't even bring themselves to come to the place that they could believe that God sent that prophet. Mm-hmm. What did he send that prophet for? He sent that prophet so you can dress yourself, because the denominational world will just naked. They're blind, naked, wretched, and poor. But here he sends his prophet, buy me gold, trying in the fire, put on Isaiah. That's what that prophetic ministry and that apostolic ministry did. That's all we're doing. We're taking people back. Hopefully they'll go back and see the ministry of Brother Branham and the ministry of Brother Jack, and thereby they can clothe themselves. But they will not clothe themselves with something that's naked. They'll just, that denominational world out there, they'll just keep on dressing them and make them even just more miserable and more
wretched
and poor and naked, because mm-hmm. they have nothing there to give to you. That's why we keep emphasizing. That's why we keep telling you exactly the way that about that prophetic and that apostolic ministry. Mm-hmm. That's our job. And we got all kinds of forces from inside, from outside, coming against us, trying to divide us. Mm-hmm. That's really what they're doing, because God put this together, and guess what? The devil knows that God put this together. So what does he do? He sends in these people trying to divide us. Everybody that we had any association with, any connection like that, they cannot, that down there. So as we got together, guess what he does? He goes and poisons everybody that this is a Shekinah program. And God is allowing it, because everybody's being tested. And then when we got off the truck, my daughter-in-law asked you, so what are you going to do now that Sam is retired? Well, what you should have told her, I'm going to do exactly what Sam does, because God has put us together mm-hmm. for a specific reason, and we still don't even know what it's about, but we're going to hang out together. That's what I'm going to do. Satan, I'm not going to go and drive a truck by myself.
Satan is always ready to pounce.
Yeah.
And he just waits for the opportunity to pounce.
Just as soon as, like mm-hmm. I say, just as soon as I was retired, like we retired from trucking, eh? Then we sold our truck because the Lord took us off the truck. So we can do this here on a day-to-day basis. That's all what he was designing us to do, preparing us for this very thing. And guess what? As soon as I retired from trucking, guess what? Here they come, trying to divide us, you know, trying to wonder, what are you going to do now that mm-hmm. Sam's retired? You're too young to retire, so what kind of a job are you going to have? Just using behind it, you got to see the spirit of Satan. Mm-hmm. He has one ambition ever since we got together, that is to divide it. Mm-hmm. And he'll use whatever he can. He'll use family, he'll use the people that he associated with, and if he can't, If we can't divide you, then Eliab thinks about you, telling us, telling everybody, oh, it's the second upper over. The reason I don't go to his church and go to the church with him anymore is because he's shaking up. And see what the devil does. You got to know the trick of the devil. Like just when the early church went to sleep, there he was. Church that water baptism, because he knew that was the foundation. He wrote that water baptism, Acts 2:30, is the foundation of Christianity. And here he spends 300 years, and then finally at Nicaea, wrong, and he comes to destroy the foundation of Christianity. And that's what he's doing. We're onto his tricks. We're onto his cunning cracking, like the early church. They were not ignorant of Satan's devices. And neither are you and I. Just as soon as we have somebody come in here, or we associate with somebody, that we talk to somebody, all of a sudden that guy turns around and thinks he's got a license to attack us and to try to destroy it and to try to lie up stuff about it, like that Leonard from Calvary. Light up stuff just out of thin air. Just light up something that never even happened, never even as much as thought it could happen. And that's the way the devil does it.
That's right. That's his trick that he's used from beginning of man, divide and conquer. And that's what he's been doing. And that's a lot of good people have fallen for his tactics, that because they were not on to him and they were not sober and vigilant. That's what he does. He comes in to divide and to then he conquers. As soon as he can divide, then he's got that whatever God wanted a person to do, that calling that a person has on their lives. It comes in just like he did up with that girl up at Tree Hill.
Yeah.
He came in through that Nigeria black eye, and he just was able to divide and conquer whatever.
Just take them off their feet, do whatever, because they were ignorant, they were not learned, they were not aware, because like you're saying, so that God does something, the devil is right there like a dirty shirt to pervert everything that God does. That's what he's trying to do here, but see, we're on to him. We know exactly. They, like I say, they'll use family, they'll use whatever they can get their hands on, the devil will. And he'll use them to try to divide us, to try to get it, because the devil knows, as long as the minute he gets us divided, he can do whatever, like you were saying, divide and conquer.
That's why when you will go into the early church history, how he divided and conquered was through that baptism. Came in with that false teaching of the Godhead, and he started to divide and conquer. And that's the same way here with when Brother Brennan, Brother Jackson, the time of the end time, he was always there to bring in a teaching that's not right, just to divide and conquer. And when you look the whole world over, the devil has managed to succeed with mankind. It's because they're not sober and vigilant, and they're not being taught in the churches of his tactics. Because whenever you start speaking about the enemy and his tactics, that he has very sophisticated tactics how to divide and conquer, and people are so ignorant. When you talk about these things, it's hate speech.
Yeah.
It's racist. You're being a bigot, and you're
judgmental.
They have all kinds of labels, but behind it is the spirit of Satan doing that, so that people are intimidated and they stop speaking out, and they hush up because they're intimidated. They don't want to be called this and that and the other. But you know what? Behind it is Satan creates that, and then he creates that to make sure that you don't speak up.
Yeah.
So these are the things that are not being exposed and spoken of. And that's why the devil has a heyday with humanity.
Like you were saying, as soon as God does something, Satan has got no brains of none kind.
No.
He got kicked out way back in his judgment. And what he does, he watches behind the shadows. He watches what God is doing, like Becca the guard. He was watching what God was doing, and he was right there like a dirty shirt to pervert everything, to pervert that reproductive program, and brought in his own garbage. And then that's what he does here. When Brother Jackson goes off to sea, here he is. All these people that were sitting under his watch, they couldn't wait to pounce and to destroy everything that Brother Jackson said, because they saw something that Brother Jackson said that was not going to happen, because they were so obsessed with that 2004 and a half. But we, you and I, what we did, Brother Jackson dropped something down and he said, it's going to be 2004 and a half, that's the end of the Grace Age. But see, then he's put in a clause, if the calendar is right. Well, that lets me know the calendar is not right. It was not the 2004 and a half back in the day when Brother Jackson thought it was. But he said, kept saying, if the calendar is right. Then he said it again, if the calendar is right. Then he went on to say, the calendar has probably been changed 3 or 4 times. And then as time went on, you and I got the revelation of that Benaiah. Then once we got the revelation of that Benaiah, we found out that the calendar is out exactly 17 years. Because he had 17 years on to 2004 and a half, and that's where you come to exactly where we are today. The Grace Age ended then October 15, 2021, and you subtract 17 years and you come to exactly 2004 and a half, because the Lord rich and mercy gave us the revelation of it. And we're trying to tell that to people, but see, we got it right here, you know. We done with us, it's not guesswork. It's out like that thing was saying here. That song says here, quickly the days that are numbered pass by. They're rapidly approaching, they're rapidly passing. The days are numbered and they're counted. Then it comes to 1,260 days, that's the middle of the week. Then it comes to 42 months, that's another 3 and a half years. And like we keep saying over and over again, it's all numbered. And then it comes to 30 days for the day of the Lord, where the mountains, they'll say to the mountains, fall on us, and then the seven trumpets that you're going to hear on the day of the Lord, and then 45 days. We see it over and over again because we know it's right and true, and you can take it to the bank and you can hang your hat on it, because we're just going, like we said early on, we're being led and guided by that light. We're led by the Word of God. We're not led by the circumstances out there. We're not led by intimidation and fear mongering. You're going to see exactly what George Washington saw happening to America in that third peril. You're going to see a civil war in America. But it doesn't scare us, because it's all taken care of. Every angel is stationed at this core post of duty to protect those that put their trust in him, because it says over in Nahum, God knows those that put their trust in him. We put that trust in the Word of God. And there's nothing that's going to go and get past us, because God has already taken care of it way before the foundation of the world. That's why he's given us this mandate here to put it out there for people that have a passion and a desire to make it through this jungle that we're living in. That's all we're doing. We're just giving people the truth, the light, because we're walking in the light. Pray.
Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, give you thanks for everything you've done for us, Lord, that we can, you've allowed us to be children of the light, so we don't have to walk in darkness. You've allowed us to see the message for our day and hour, what is all out there, and the tactics of the enemy, how he comes in to divide and conquer and to deceive, Lord. We thank you for allowing us to see the picture. We just pray, Lord, help people to understand and learn and be able to identify the tactics of the enemy. We give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.